Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai's Tefillah series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pessy Bussell Novick, and today we are studying Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Mem Chet 148, which is recited each morning as part of the Psukei de Zimra. It is the third of five psalms that begin and end with the exhortation Hallelujah, praise God. These Tehillim were composed by David HaMelech, Ne'im Zmirot Yisrael, the sweet singer of Israel. His songs stem from the king's very core. Many speak to the pain and sorrow that beset David throughout his life, and their contents evoke similar emotions in those who recount them to this very day. Other mizmorim, however, speak to the king's love for Hashem, their verses bursting forth with exuberance. In Sefer Tehillim, the joy that David takes in God finds expression in poetry. Moreover, many of his compositions were meant to be sung. And indeed, throughout Jewish history and to this very day, Mizmorei Tehillim have been set to contemporary music. As we look at Mizmor 148, let us be conscious not only of its theme, but also of its cadences, its lyrical quality, and its imagery. Mizmor Kuf Mem Chet has 14 psukim. The overriding theme is that every aspect of creation is united by the debt it owes to God. The psalm may be divided into two parallel sections, each opening with the directive Hallelujah Hashem, praise Hashem. The first section addresses the heavens. The mizmor begins, Hallelujah, Hallelujah Hashem min hashamayim, Hallelujah bamromim, Hallelujah chol malachav, Hallelujah kol tzva'av, Hallelujah shemesh v'yareach, Hallelujah kol kochvei or, Hallelujah shmei hashamayim v'hamayim asher me'al hashamayim. Yallelu et shem Hashem ki hu tziva v'nivra'u. V'yamidem la'ad lo'olam chok natan v'lo yavor. Please note that I do not necessarily translate word for word and have exercised some license for the sake of clarity. Hallelujah, praise Hashem. Praise Him from the sky. Praise Him in the heavens above. Let all of the angels praise him, along with the heavenly hosts. Praise him, O sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, ye highest heavens, and the water above those heavens. Let them all praise the name of Hashem, for he uttered a decree, and thus were they created. He established them for all eternity, ascribing to all assignments that shall never be transgressed. The psalmist goes from general to specific. He first addresses all of God's creations within the heavenly sphere, beginning with the angels who are on the highest rung, and continuing to the luminaries, from the sun, which is most powerful, to the stars, the lowest in heaven's hierarchy. Next, the psalmist addresses the heavens themselves. He states the reason why these beings should praise the Lord. Ki hu tziva v'nivra'u. Because they owe their very creation to Hashem's utterances. Baruch she'amar v'haya ha'olam. Blessed is he who spoke, and the world came into being. Lest one assume that heaven's eternity extends in both directions, that they always were, we are reminded that they exist and perpetuate only at the command of Hashem. Hallelujah Hashem min ha'aretz, taninim v'chol ta'omot, esh uvarad, sheleg v'kitor, ruach sa'ara osad varo, heharim v'chol gva'ot, Eitz pri v'chol arazim, hachaya v'chol behema, remes v'sipor kanaf, malche eretz v'chol le'umim, sarim v'chol shofte aretz, bachurim v'gam tulot, zkenim im na'arim, yalelu et shem Hashem ki nizgav shmo levado, hodo al eretz v'shamayim, vayarem keren la'amo, tehila l'chol chasidav, levnei Yisrael am krovo, hallelujah. Praise Hashem from earth, sea monsters and the ocean's very depths. Fire and hail, snow and mist, the tempest does his bidding. The mountains and the hills, fruit-bearing trees as well as cedars. Animals wild and domesticated, creeping creatures and winged birds. Kings of the earth and all nations, princes and all judges. Young men and maidens, elderly men together with adolescent boys. Let them praise Hashem, for his name alone is exalted. His glory supersedes earth as well as heaven. It is he who has made lofty the strength of his people. Those devoted to him, B'nai Israel, the nation that is near to him, glean praise. Hallelujah. Praise Hashem from the earth, Olam HaTachton, the world below. The author introduces a list of God's earthly creations, all of whom he urges to praise Hashem. The list is subdivided into three categories, each of which includes eight hierarchical examples. First, the psalmist speaks of natural phenomena, born of water, fire, and wind. On a personal note, I recall a particularly harsh Detroit winter a lifetime or so ago, when the imagery of this mizmor helped me transcend the bleak, snowy days that surrounded me. Somehow, thinking in images or pictures helped me appreciate not only the beauty of the mizmor, but that of Hashem's world as a whole. As we proceed, I invite you to think in pictures as well. David HaMelech begins with the sea, its fantastic creatures, the very depths of the water itself. Next come fire and hail, like that which plagued the Egyptians, which is described as fire within ice. The snow, the mist, and the tempest introduce air into the author's vision. The second grouping refers to Haaretz, the ground we walk. The images progress from typographical features to plant life, to the animal world, and from there to humankind, the pinnacle of creation. Kings, princes, judges, none is so great that he may ignore the role Hashem plays in his life. Just think, David HaMelech seems to say, just observe God's vast kingdom, replete with beauty and the potential for harmony. Imagine, bachurim v'gam p'tulot, young men and women, skenim im narim, the elderly together with the youth. In my mind's eye, I see students on a field trip, adolescents providing cheer in a home for senior citizens. What will you see, gentle listener, when next you recite this mizmor? Human beings are encouraged to praise God's name, Ki Nisgav Shmo Levado, for his is the only name that is exalted. Kings, princes, judges, none can aspire to Hashem's glory, glory that prevails above all existence. Vayarem keren la'amo, tila l'chol chasidav. He has made lofty the strength of his nation and brought praise to those who are devoted to him. Although this final verse is written in past tense, some say that it refers to the future, thereby implying that once Hashem makes a promise, it is as though that promise were already fulfilled. According to the Etz Yosef, Rav Chanoch Zundel ben Yosef, a Polish scholar who passed away in 1859, this pasuk refers to Tikkun Olam, someday b'mera b'yameinu, when the name of Hashem will be acknowledged throughout the globe, and that of Bnei Israel will be restored to its former status. Then shall the world unite in songs of praise to the Almighty. Then shall we all say, Hallelujah. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmat Sarah Ann Lehman, Sarah Bat Yitzchak Meshulam Fish, and Chaya Chana Eidel, by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and their families.